Well, hello everybody. Today is day 22, the 22nd of December. So I hope you're getting all your presents wrapped up under the tree, and I hope you're getting more and more excited for Christmas. Today's story is called Wide Awake Dreams. Are you ready? Let's read. This story is about Joseph, the many, many great grandson of David, the puny shepherd boy, and Mary, the girl he was engaged to. Aren't family trees places where we find the most unexpected things? One morning, Mary turned around, and right before her very eyes, she saw the stuff of dreams, even though she was wide awake. A very real angel was standing in front of her. The angel's name was Gabriel. Gabriel beamed, "Good morning." Mary was so surprised. "You're beautiful with God's kind of beauty," he said. "The kind of beauty that makes a heart lovely because it really listens and really looks and really loves." Mary was so shocked that her knees sagged a bit like noodles. "Mary, you have nothing to fear and everything to rejoice about," Gabriel assured her. "God has a gift for you, a gift for the whole world. You're going to have a baby boy, and you will name him Jesus, and he will be great, the greatest. The very big plan of the Father King to rescue us all was unfolding. It was unwrapping." And Mary? Mary opened her hands, which is what a willing yes always does. Mary said yes to becoming a space for God. Right there, in the space between beneath Mary's beating heart, would come the beating love of God. The Sun King Jesus, who laid out the paths for all the stars, chose to fold himself up small and lie in the space of Mary. When you make space in your words, in your wants, in your ways for Jesus, he comes and lives in the most miraculous way in your heart too. It's the strangest, most wondrous thing. When you open up your hands and say yes to whatever God wants to give you, you are really holding on to the hands of God. And no matter what your day looks like, no matter what happens, no matter how bad things get, your very big God can make anything, no matter how bad, into a gift. Right now, God wants to hold your unsure hands. Right now, he wants to hold you and all your needs. Right now, he wants to hold you and all your fears. Right now, he wants to whisper gently, "I'm here. You have nothing to fear and everything to rejoice about. Nothing is impossible for me. I promise I have good gifts for you. Unbeatable love, unstoppable joy, unfailing strength, and the most unwrappable gift, Jesus, the Sun King, who always rescues you with the strongest arms of love." When we really listen to the heart of the sad kid down the street, when we really look into someone's loneliness and reach out with a letter, a hand, a surprise, we make a space for the amazing gift of Jesus in us. When we become a safe space for someone, we get the miracle of being a miraculous space for Jesus too. Now Mary's smile stretched almost off her face. Nothing is impossible for God. We can make space for Jesus to be in us. Mary nodded happy and whispered, "I will help God give his love out to the world." It's the strangest wonder. You get far more happiness when you give than when you get. Christmas is close now. Only one thing is necessary. Just let your hands and your heart be a space for love to come into the world. Soon Mary's baby will come. Soon a velvet hush will fall over everything like a starry blanket over a waiting child. Even now, we can wake up to the greatest dream and start giving the love. Even now, angels dance with joy. I wonder, is there anything you need to take a break from for a while to make more space for Jesus? That's the end of our story for today. And I'm so excited that in a few days we get to really celebrate Jesus, the greatest gift coming into the world. But for now, that's the end. So good night, everybody, and we'll have another story tomorrow.